finding love becomes something akin to a second job. After a broken engagement several years ago, I received dating advice from friends and family, which was all the same. Why online dating? The concept was unnatural to me, sitting on the computer and viewing potential boyfriends' bios, exchanging email greetings instead of a sparked glance across the dance floor or a grocery store aisle. I once met a fellow at Trader Joe's. But I succumbed to the well-intended advice and signed up on eHarmony. I was guaranteed success by some scientifically proven formula. All I had to do was complete the application, hit send, and the dating website would make my matches, and the first month was free of charge. Perfect. A website that would find dates for me while I was busy working all day. A few days following my application submission, I logged on to my account, heart fluttering with excitement at the prospect of meeting potential suitors who, like me, would love animals, especially cats, live music, wine tasting, and hiking. These would be men who were grounded, smart, ambitious, outgoing, preferably with an athletic build, and who lived within about a 30-mile radius of my Laguna Beach home. Or not. eHarmony's scientifically proven formulas for finding the perfect match completely failed me. I met the overly eager athlete who insisted that I take up mountain biking with him, completely disregarding my disinterest in biking, unless the bike was a Harley Davidson. Hiking, I repeated to him, not mountain biking. I was matched with a Harley rider, yet he lived in Hemet and resembled a 400-pound Hell's Angel. Then there was the guy in AA, no wine tasting with him, the guy allergic to cats, and my favorite, the music lover who, on his profile photo, wore a circa 1984 David Lee Roth-esque electric blue spandex jumpsuit. After 6 months and coming up with far more mismatches than matches, I was done. I needed to meet someone the old-fashioned way, getting out and doing what I love. Lucky for me, Laguna is plenteous with one of my passions, live music. I started getting out to the local bars, which showcase some of the best musical talents around. I became a regular at the Marine Room on Sunday afternoons to listen to the iconic band, The Missiles of October, and for camaraderie with local music lovers, and often thought to myself, how cool would it be to meet someone here, someone who digs music just as much as I do? After a few false starts with men I'd met there but who were not quite right, I finally met him. We were introduced by a mutual acquaintance one Sunday last winter. We got to know each other over music at the Marine Room, music at the Cliff, and then Gary became my boyfriend. I found out that love still lurks in the real world. You just have to get off your computer to find it.